We'll go from the Missouri to the Mississippi River today on River to River to find out the impact of the deluge so far and what flood levels we can prepare for as the rain continues into the weekend. Let's start off in western Iowa. Here with us to talk about the impact in the Sioux City area is Jim Clark, Assistant Fire Chief and Emergency Management Coordinator for Sioux City. Jim, welcome to River to River.
Well, good afternoon.
So the Big Sioux River, it crested at 6 a.m. this morning. Tell us what the impact has been so far. What's going on over there?
What we did was build a extension to the levee. In the Corps' plan that was devised several years ago, there was one end of the levee around Riverside portion of Sioux City that was not completed to the highest standard of the rest of the levee. And so in their flood fighting manual, their plan, there was a temporary extension designed that we would need to build to extend that levee to reach the same height as the rest of the levee to protect that portion of town. And so for the last few days, our public works crews have been working diligently to get that completed. It was completed last night far in advance of what the projected flood stage was going to be, which was supposed to be 109 feet, but it crested this morning at 6 a.m. at 105.63. Mm. So we all breathed a sigh of relief this morning.
Yep, so it fell short by about 4 feet there, huh?
Yes, and so it did not get next to our protective levee that we had constructed or the levee that has been in place for many years. So stayed right at the bottom of that, kind of at the top of the structure that was built several years ago when it was widened and designed with the levee system put in place.
What was the frenzy like yesterday? I believe there was a lot of sandbagging going on, a lot of preparation.
Yeah, there was. Like I said, city public works crews were working diligently to complete that extension. We have to put pumps in place in all the stormwater outlets where the floodgates are, because once they close those floodgates to prevent the river water from entering the storm sewer system and basically backing up and flooding the city streets, the only way to get water up and over the dike, should we have any rain, would be to use pumps to pump it up and over through hoses over the top of the dike. And so they had 7 large capacity pumps put in place and everything was ready to go. There was a little bit of groundwater seepage into one of the stormwater outlets, and they were able to pump that out in just a couple of minutes, a couple of times last night. So we were very fortunate, very happy. A lot of citizens were very concerned, of course, and so we're very happy that the level did not get to what the prediction was, but we have to make sure that we take every protective measure possible to protect our citizens, and so that's what we did.
Well, looking towards the future, if the rain continues into next week, what would that mean for you guys?
We will continue to monitor. We will leave the temporary levee in place until we're sure that the rain forecast is favorable and the floodwaters are well down within the banks of the river and well below flood level.
Mm-hmm. As a fire chief and emergency management coordinator, do you have any advice or tips on safety precautions, especially for Iowa's boating and water recreation enthusiasts? Because even, after the storms, the lingering effects can be quite dangerous.
Yes. I did understand there was an injury or a death just a few days ago. I think it was in the Skunk River near Des Moines. We have lots and lots of debris that has been washed away from the shores that is floating down the river right now, both the Big Sioux and the Missouri River. And so we're not encouraging any recreational boating on those waterways at this time. Some of these snags are very large. Some of them are just below the surface of the water and not able for boaters to see them, but they are large enough to cause substantial damage to any size boat that's out there. And so we are not encouraging anyone to go out on the river at this time.
All right, Jim Clark, Assistant Fire Chief and Emergency Management Coordinator for Sioux City. Jim, thanks for coming on our show.
You are welcome, and you have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Take care.
Bye.
And here with us to give us a statewide perspective on the rainfall we're experiencing is Witold Krajewski. He's the director of the Iowa Flood Center. Hi, Witold.
Hello.
So we just heard about how things are looking for flooding in Sioux City and the western areas of the state, but eastern Iowa also got a lot of rain this week. What does it look like in eastern Iowa right now?
Well, the situation is a little bit different, but first, the northern half of the state is affected by flooding. In the west part, as we heard, the river levels are going, you know, down. Hopefully the worst is over. On the eastern, you know, side, where the rivers drain larger portion of the landscape, in some locations, the levels are still going up. So in the western, you know, part, the travel time for water through the watersheds is on the order of, you know, a few days. For the larger eastern watersheds, it's more on the order of a week or in some cases even, you know, a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. So that makes, you know, a little bit, you know, of a difference. And, of course, the key factor here is the future, you know, rainfall. And that is, you know, very difficult, you know, to predict.
Mm-hmm. Well, with more rain expected next week, how does flooding this summer compare with last summer and years past? I guess technically we're still in spring until this weekend, but, you know, is this year pretty bad for flooding and rainfall?
Well, I do remember last year, you know, very well, because we were hosting here an international satellite experiments that has to do with observing, you know, rainfall. And so during, you know, May and June, we were out there and there was lots of, you know, rain. Early in April, the south got soaked. This year, it's mostly, you know, the north. So you can say that Mother Nature dishes out, you know, floods with some level of, you know, fairness, geographically, you know, speaking. I would say, you know, you may remember that in Iowa City here, we actually did get, you know, minor, you know, flooding because of the releases from the Coralville, you know, lake. And this was to prevent and much more severe, you know, potential, you know, flooding. And so last year, I think that in eastern Iowa, both in Iowa City and in Cedar Rapids, we were one big storm away from a repeat of 2008. So that sounds, you know, pretty bad. Fortunately, we didn't get, you know, there. So, well, this year it's becoming to look, you know, similar, but the large reservoirs, both Sailorville and Coralville, they still have quite a bit of, you know, capacity, you know, so... Mm-hmm.
Can we calculate that? Do you know how many storms away we are right now from 2008 flooding levels?
Well, yeah, this is, you can be only, you know, hypothetical about, you know, this, because predicting, you know, rainfall in a quantitative, you know, sense is a weak link in this, you know, forecasting, you know, business. Because not only that you have to predict when and where, but also how much. And depending on where actual rainfall occurs, it may drain, you know, to different watersheds, to different, you know, communities. You know? So that's the state of the science is such that we cannot make, you know, such a prediction. So we are happy if we can be accurate by calling for a rainy day and be accurate, you know, there. So other than that, we are not, you know, quite there.
At the Iowa Flood Center, you do a lot of work mapping out the state. Actually, on your website, you have a lot of interactive maps. You can see, you know, you track water levels throughout the state constantly. You know, we have you on kind of every few months or so to talk about the research you're doing. What research are you working on currently? Any new projects?
Well, we are still trying to further improve our flood forecasting models, so to track that water all the way from when it happens as rainfall, and we use data from the National Weather Service, who operates seven NEXRAD radars that cover our state, and then all the way to tracking this water when it goes, you know, through the soil and into the channel, and then flows, you know, down the river. So there are major challenges, you know, there, and we are making, you know, progress. We are trying to make those, you know, predictions and present them on the web for more than 1,000 communities in Iowa. So that is an ongoing, you know, challenge. At the same time, we have added to our network of stream gauges in the state, and by the time this summer is gone, we will have installed 220 what we call bridge sensors for the monitoring of river and stream stages throughout, you know, the state. So that's quite a number. We are very proud of this accomplishment. And as you said, we continue doing the mapping, you know, the mapping of potential inundation for communities in the state. So every couple of months, we are adding maps for some new communities. Sometimes the timing is not, you know, quite right, because, for example, in this coming year, we will be working for maps for Humboldt and Dodge City, which seem to be flooded, you know, right mm-hmm. now. So it would have been useful for them to have those maps available. Yeah. But it just didn't work out this way.
Well, Vital, thank you so much for coming on the show to talk with us today.
Thank you very much.
All right. I can't wait to hear about more of the research you're doing. And, you know, hopefully we'll see next week if we'll be talking about flooding on River to River, seeing how the next week goes. Witold Krajewski is the director of the Iowa Flood Center at the University of Iowa.